a pyramid comprising real washing machines, whirrers, trees with globe heads have shaking fits, and a huge jukebox allows visitors to shape the ambience. All this and much more features in a major new and free exhibition by the top Czech sculptor Krzysztof Kintera at Prague's Galleria Rudolfinum. I caught up with the artist just ahead of the opening of the show, which is entitled Nervous Trees. How important is it for you that the exhibition be interactive? Because you kind of can't even walk through the exhibition without touching parts of it.
Well, of course, I like when the people are the part of the game. They go through the exhibition and they don't feel as just a viewer without being a part of it. And I think the best part in this exhibition, in that sense, is a part of public jukebox where the person who will decide which track or sound will be played for another 2 or 3 minutes, he's also basically a switching moment. It's his decision what kind of sound we will be hearing all, and he takes also the responsibility for the atmosphere in the room, and I like it pretty much. And then also being in the laboratory of Postnaturalia, I think you are losing the feeling that you are in the gallery. You feel more like visiting a studio of the artist.
And are you not concerned that people may take something from your studio and put, because there's so many small items around that people could, you know, think this will be nice at home?
Yes, of course, this will happen. People are people, that means they are stealing stuff. But these ones, which are being from collectors, they are properly screwed, so you can't easily take it.
Some parts of the Rudolfinum you wouldn't even recognize. It's so changed by you. Why did you want to kind of impact the gallery, this kind of classic building here, so much?
Because from the point of view of a live artist not coming from abroad, you know, because these guys, big names like Chapman Brothers or Louis Bourgeois or other artists, they don't feel the necessity to comment on where they are exhibiting, because for them it's a show in Prague and it's okay, it's fine. But for domestic guy, I know pretty much where I am. It's a very classical building, and of course it is in contrast of the lifestyle I am living. That means you have to put this question on the table, like, what the hell are you going to do in this building? And that leads you immediately to a wish and will to turn things slightly upside down. And also, for me, finally, it was very nice to recognize that for quite a lot of objects, the contrast works well. For instance, if you are showing earthquake machine made of 80 washing machines, if you exhibit that in for instance some industrial architecture, it wouldn't be probably that much nice. So the contrast works for the pieces.
Like previous exhibitions of yours that I've seen, it's very colorful, it's noisy, it's thought-provoking but in a kind of entertaining way. It's very fun to experience. How much fun is it for you producing all this stuff?
It's my life, and fortunately, it's a lot of fun. And I must also add that it's beyond the capacity of one single artist, and we work most of the time in a small collective, and I'm very proud of being with my friends, and we have usually a lot of fun during the process of doing it.
And alongside the tower of washing machines and the other big pieces, you have small works which you call kresby or drawings, which are kind of like posters. What's the idea behind those?
I'm pleased that you are calling it posters. It's for the first time I'm hearing this point of view, and they are sort of posters by the scale I'm using, which is similar to a scale of the poster, but also by titles which I recently started to write directly on the surface of the drawing. Before I was not doing it. Usually the title was from the backside of the drawing. And they are very important for me because they are very instant. In contrary to doing complicated technical sculptures, when you are devoted to become a kind of worker, engineer, whatever, and it takes a lot of time to do it. And to do the drawing, this kind of drawing, it takes sometimes minutes. And it's a big relief. And for me, it's keeping me to be an artist, not just a worker.
That was Christoph Kintera. His exhibition, which once again is free, is well worth visiting, and it runs at the Rudolfinum Gallery until the end of November.